This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. I hope you had a wonderful Easter Sunday, Good Friday, a sad day when we think of what Jesus Christ went through on our behalf, was followed by a somber Saturday as we reflect on Christ in the tomb. His disciples were overcome with sorrow and fear, but it all gave way to a glorious Sunday when, as many of you sang yesterday about Jesus Christ, up from the grave he arose. Lewis Johnson said, "The resurrection is God's amen to Christ's statement, 'It is finished.'" An early church tradition holds that following the thrill of the resurrection on Sunday, the early saints gathered together on Monday to feast and sing and dance. They would actually tell jokes to each other. One author commented on this practice with Eastertide, and Eastertide is just the period of 50 days from Easter to Pentecost Sunday. With Eastertide, he said, began the laughing of the redeemed and the dancing of the liberated. Some believe this tradition, this laughing of the redeemed and the dancing of the liberated, was inspired by a famous Easter midnight sermon by John Chrysostom, who lived in the 4th century AD. In that message, he described a vision he had of Christ confronting the devil. And to Chrysostom's amazement in his dream, Christ actually laughed at the devil. And so this tradition began and was carried down through the years. St. Francis of Assisi advised, "Leave sadness to the devil. The devil has reason to be sad." And Martin Luther penned these words, "God is not a God of sadness, but the devil is. Christ is a God of joy," he said. "It is pleasing to God whenever you rejoice or laugh from the bottom of your heart." And John Wesley wrote, "Sour godliness is the devil's religion." So here's my word for this day, this Monday after Easter. Laugh out loud, my friend. Laugh out loud today. Christ is victorious. Satan was shown to be the ultimate fool that he is. You see, Satan can't stand laughter when it comes as a result of our relationship with Christ. And as believers, we have reason to rejoice. I got to thinking about what we have to smile and even laugh about today. For one thing, in Christ, all my sins are forgiven, every one of them. When Christ died in the grave, did you know your sins died with his death? Billy Graham said, "Never forget, your salvation does not depend on you and how good you are. It depends solely on Christ and what he has already done for you through his death on the cross." The Bible says, "Christ appeared once for all at the end of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself," Hebrews 9:26. So what that means is that today, Satan cannot bring even one charge against you if you're a believer. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And also because of Christ's resurrection, we have the assurance of being more than conquerors. Paul wrote that in all these things we are more than victorious through him who loved us. And another reason we can laugh is that we're co-heirs with Christ. Paul also said that we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, seeing that we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. And in the Old Testament, Zechariah 2:8, it talks about us being the apple of God's eye. And Isaiah 43:1 says we are the redeemed, and John 1:12 says we are children of God. Well, that's just a start. I could go on, but think about it. And then laugh with joy because of what God has promised to those who follow his resurrected Son, Jesus the living Messiah. It has practical implications for every day of our life. Pastor Chuck Swindoll said, "Laughter is the most beautiful and beneficial therapy God ever granted humanity." Okay, it's the start of that season, the laughing of the redeemed and the dancing of the liberated. I thought I'd leave you with this. This man opens the morning newspaper, and much to his surprise, he reads his name in the obituary column. He calls his best friend and says, "Did you see the paper? They have me as being dead." And his friend says, "Yeah, I saw it." And then after a long pause, his friend asks, "Where are you calling from?" I know where I'll be calling from and I hope you do too. I think I'll walk outside tonight, look up to the heavens, think of my destiny with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and let loose with some holy hilarity. Join me next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my